This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yesterday, Paul Feinbaum, longtime Alabama and SEC insider, knows Urban Meyer very well. On ESPN, he laughed at the possibility and the rumor of Urban Meyer coaching the Cowboys.
I think it's one of the most hilarious things I've ever heard. The idea of Urban Meyer, who is a perfectionist, who's just a freak about everything, being in control, working in the same operation as Jerry Jones. I would love to see it because the marriage would not make it to the first game.
Not make it to the first game. Saying Urban is a control freak. Couldn't deal with Jerry speaking after the game, all the things that Jerry does that everyone deems as distractions, that it just would not work with Urban and Jerry.
Yeah, and like, you know, he brought up the Zach Smith situation, which was his assistant coach, and how there was taught that he was going to get suspended and he couldn't even handle that. It wasn't the pressure of the moment. It was just the stress of dealing with that he didn't want to deal with it. And he is not going to sit there and the one thing about Urban Meyer, and this is the same problem you're going to run into with Lincoln Riley, with Matt Rhule, with any college coach you bring in. There is nobody that tells them who they cannot recruit. Nobody has control over their personnel. And I don't think Urban Meyer is going to want to have somebody have control over his personnel. Or who he puts in the game, or this or that. And I think that's going to be the biggest problem. Now, that may not mean that he says no. But I think whether or not that works does play into it.
Yeah, but you don't think Stephen Jones of Urban Meyer was like, I like this guy, that guy, that guy, that Stephen and Will McClay would take that into account?
They would take it into account, but I don't think it's the final answer. Like, in college, it's the final answer.
Yeah, well, Not saying that Urban should have that type of power.
And I would not give any coach that type of power.
Yeah, just Urban dealing with that.
Urban wants that.
Right.
Yeah. I am not on the Urban side here.
And again, we keep talking about Urban Meyer and Lincoln Riley. Is Jerry Jones at the age of 77 going to roll the dice on the gamble that is a college coach, a first-time NFL coach with his closing window opportunity? I know it worked with Jimmy, and I know it worked with Barry, but Jerry was 55 years old. He was 60 years old, not 77. It's a hell of a gamble. Versus some proven, already been there NFL product.
He's probably 47.
Jerry just might give up all the draft picks for a guy. He might say, I don't care about the next three drafts. You can deal with that, Steven. I want my title before I hang it up.
All right.
Just give it all up.
Yeah, listen, you know, if they're going to go after Urban Meyer, like, they're going to have to understand that they're going to take a Parcells kind of plan here. And just cede control if that's what they want, you know. But I don't know. I don't know that that's going to go down that road. You know, you got to just factor that in. Is Urban Meyer going to want to put up with that?
Gil Brandt, the legendary Hall of Famer, was on with the KNC Masterpiece yesterday, and they asked him, "Would Troy Aikman make a good general manager?"
I think that Troy Aikman would be good at whatever he does. I think he's a very talented, smart person. High character guy, knowledgeable, good with people. I think that anything Troy does, and he's been pretty successful in business. I just think anything he does, he'd be a success at.
You know, it is interesting to, you know, for me to wonder, we all just keep talking about Troy Aikman, you know, go work with the Cowboys, go work in the front office. And I'm not trying to crap on Troy here because I love Troy, and he's probably listening. He checks out all the different shows throughout the Metroplex, he says, on his Katy Trail morning run in the freezing temperatures. Why haven't we heard any other team go after Troy Aikman? Why haven't we heard any other front office talk about bringing him in? Ever wonder that? It's such a no-brainer.
I do wonder if other teams don't ask because they don't think they have a chance because he's a Cowboy.
No, trust me. They know they have a chance because they know Jerry Jones would never, ever, ever, ever give up any of that type of authority or power.
But would Troy go be the GM of the Bengals?
Yes.
Think so?
I don't know of the Bengals, but Troy Aikman would go work for another team. He has no other choice. I mean, he does.
He can just continue in his cush job.
Yeah, no, he has no other choice if he wants to be a GM.
Right.
If he wants to be someone who runs a front office, he knows it's not going to be here.
If I'm Troy, I'm like, all right, I can just sit in this and I can just wait it out.
Yeah, for the great, right opportunity.
Yeah, I'll just wait it out. And that opportunity, like, I'm waiting out the Cowboys. I'm waiting out Jerry to move on.
Well, we still haven't heard any other teams sniff around him. We always hear it about Peyton Manning. We haven't heard it about Troy. That might tell us a little something.
It might.
Even if Troy wasn't interested, we would hear the rumor. So-and-so, Cincinnati interested in Troy Aikman to run football operations. Crappy team interested in Troy Aikman. Whatever team interested in Troy. I'm just saying we've never heard that. And Troy's talked about this for a couple years now.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything about that. I don't know. Is it even odd? No, because teams have moved away from that, right? They're going, teams kind of want that.
Calculator
guy. Yeah, exactly.
Mike Garofalo or Garofalo, I always mess it up. I like him a lot. He's good.
I think it's
Garofalo. The dude with the fading hairline on the NFL Network said this about the Cowboys. Quote, I don't think we spent enough time talking about the leadership problem in that locker room. Remember coming into the season, Jason Witten said he wanted to take a step back from his leadership role. He said for the young guys, it's their team. Same with Sean Lee, who's no longer a starter. They wanted the younger guys to lead. They just have not done it. Next thing you know, you've got Michael Bennett screaming in the locker room on Thanksgiving. I'm told another guy that has badly missed is Tyrone Crawford. He would hold guys accountable for missed assignments on defense. Nobody doing that right now. That is a major issue with the Cowboys.
Mm.
So that is the NFL Network. Talking about a leadership void within the locker room.
We talked about Tyrone missing last week and speculating whether or not that hurt the team at all. I don't know that I – listen, Jason Witten was not here last year. Did we ever have leadership issues?
Nope, not that I remember.
Well, what is the one thing we've always said about Dak? Great leader.
Great leader.
I don't know that I buy leadership. Now, I do think that, you know, maybe defensively – not having Tyrone in there hurts. Maybe it does. Maybe not having Leighton Vander Esch on the field. Maybe that hurts. Again, I mean, you know, is leadership the main? Do we overrate leadership?
I don't know
if we do. I have no idea.
It comes up when you're losing.
It does. Don't mention it when you're winning. Except, these guys really like each other.
I mean, I know. And I'm not setting Troy up for a little drop here. Not that we could play them with our awesome fax machine system we have in this building. But I know that Ray Lewis ran everything in Baltimore. He kept everyone in line. You weren't going to step out of bounds. You weren't going to get out of line, at least with your football assignments. You know, Ray Lewis was going to run things. Look at Aikman being mic'd up on the sidelines. Now, he couldn't stop the White House and those guys from running around, but Michael Irvin would even get in line to a degree with Troy. So it is a thing. You know, Michael Jordan with the Bulls, people were afraid, petrified to step out of line, or Michael would embarrass them, break them down psychologically. But Jalen Smith was thought of as one of those future leaders. And yesterday we got a quote from DallasNews.com about his swipe when the Cowboys were down 24-7 and he did a swipe to celebrate with a fumble recovery. And he said, there's a time and place for everything, but the swipe is so much more than a celebration. I'm trying to eradicate all of the negative energy that has happened in the past, trying to create some momentum to help propel us forward. It's something I've done since I was a sophomore in high school. It's worked, so we've got to keep it going. And he tweeted, vote for me at the Pro Bowl. Don't forget Pro Bowl voting. And I would say that backfired on Jalen. I tweeted back and wrote on Facebook, swipe left. Swipe left, Jalen Smith, as one of your Pro Bowlers.
Yeah. I mean, well, as people put out on the Autoflex Easy Fan Text, you can't tackle on the Pro Bowl, so it's actually perfect for him.
And I will say this real quick. I'm glad that Cowboy fans reacted so negatively to the swipe, but That happens so many times in other games. Like, it's happened once with us where we're like, are you celebrating down 20? How many times have you guys seen a touchdown where the other team is down 20 or 23 or 26, but that guy gets in the end zone of the losing team and he's like, my time to shine. Here we go. Here's my little dance. It happens all the time. But I love that the one time it happened here, we jumped on it like a bunch of all badgers. Right.
Remember the movie Major League?
Yeah.
All right. Remember Major League 2?
Kinda.
All right. He's Rick Vaughn in Major League. He's Wild Thing in Major League 2, where he became a businessman and lost his way.
Oh.
All right. He went from Rick Vaughn, the Wild Thing, to now he's dating the girl, the blonde, the model. He's wearing suits everywhere. He's more worried about branding the name of his pitches than he is about playing. And that's Jalen.
That's a great analogy.
Thank you. He's more worried. I'm two for two today. He's more worried about branding the swipe because that's what it's bigger than that. He's more worried about branding the swipe and selling sunglasses than he is about football.
Randall Cobb, last thing on Cowboy leadership, the absence of it. Randall Cobb was on the Blogging the Boys podcast, and he was talking about Jason Witten's leadership.
I definitely think, Witten, he's been doing this for a long time, and a lot of guys have a lot of respect for him. And, being kind of an older player, it's sometimes difficult for younger guys to, listen to you. So sometimes you want to take a step back and allow some of those guys to step into the roles, younger guys to step into the roles.
So there he is saying, hey, you don't want to be too awkward. The younger guys may tune you out a little bit. They eventually have to take over. They eventually have to put their own skins on the wall.
Is that what you got? I just got that he said, we respect Jason because he's been here a while, but no one wants to listen to him.
Yeah, well,
I don't think anybody on this team wants to listen to anyone.
Yeah.
Unless it's, a player that's been here for like 7 days, and then they can yell.
Unless it's someone who's got an advertising deal. What is this Rams rest thing that you sent the other day? What is this, Roy?
This is a suggestion that's been made to me multiple times on social media. People have approached me about it at these Cowboy ticket giveaways, one of which I'll be doing this afternoon in Hearst at the Tom Thumb off of Grapevine Highway, if you want to come by. The idea that this game against the Rams means so little to the Cowboys' playoff chances that they should just go ahead and consider resting guys. Maybe taking a break and making sure that everybody is available for their pivotal NFC East battle for the division title against the Eagles in week 16, as if this game means absolutely nothing to their chances of getting to the playoffs, which mathematically, overall, I guess you could make that case. In the end, this game won't mean anything, but I can't imagine.
What if Philly loses in Washington? Why would this game not mean anything?
Well, if Philly wins or loses this weekend.
Uh-huh. So let's just say they lose at the Redskins.
Yeah, let's say they lose. Then
and the Cowboys win. Beat the Rams.
Nothing matters.
And they win this game. I suppose in that scenario, they could lose to the Eagles in the next week, but then the Eagles would have to lose the last week for the Cowboys to find their way in.
Yeah, like the Cowboys. So we saw this before last week. The Cowboys could go 1-3 with that one win being against Philadelphia and still win the division. If they beat Philadelphia.
What if they don't beat Philadelphia?
If they don't beat Philadelphia, they're going to lose the division anyway.
If they don't beat Philadelphia, and that's the case. If they don't beat Philadelphia or if they do, their chances of making the playoffs go from like 90% to like 20%.
So let's just say we beat the Rams Sunday.
And lose to Philly.
And the Eagles lose to the Redskins. Mm-hmm. And then we lose to Philly.
Then Philly's back in the division lead.
Yep, they're back in the lead.
Or at least it's tied again, and then it will go to tiebreaker.
Well, first off, this team has already been resting. Just watch them play defense. Second off, if you want to talk about this fairy tale, stupid, fake Hallmark run that they're trying to sell us, I think you'd need to maybe beat a team over 500 at some point in time. Like, there is the Giants losing to the Patriots helped them win the Super Bowl of the Patriots' undefeated year. Like, everyone said that. And you knew it in the moment. They barely lost to New England, last regular season game of the year. Patriots are undefeated, but the Giants knew they could play with them, right? The Giants were like, we match up well. We were right there. We were punch for punch with the greatest team maybe of all time. And then they beat them in the Super Bowl. So, like, you want to see them blow a fuse and need a freaking pacemaker, let them rest a few players against the Rams. These players haven't earned even paychecks. You would talk about rest. Are you kidding me? Get that stuff out of here, please. Anyone disagree?
I think it's an absurd assumption to make, but the idea that this game doesn't really matter and they're like, I don't really disagree with that. It will, if they win this game and the Eagles lose this weekend, it won't make a hill of beans if they lose to the Eagles in week 16. So I can subscribe to that. But the idea that this team is playing so well that you think they can come off after resting for a week and they're going to look better? No, no, no. I need them to have every opportunity on the field to improve on what they're doing right now.
Thank
because
you.
The good teams play well at the end of the season, and that's your only chance of doing anything as this thing goes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.